Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Hi, everybody. We like to start the show with a song that really symbolizes the last week. Part of the fun gag is to try to get my friends here to guess why I picked this song. And here it is, You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC on Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring the Boogie and introducing the texter. I think I'll...
You shook...
No, that's... Whoa! Hot mic.
Woo!
You shook me all night long. You got any ideas on this, buddy?
You shook me all night long.
Did you not drink one night this week, Paul, and you had the alky shakes at night?
No, no.
So you did drink every night.
I'm having a little trouble with the getting the video up here.
Yeah, I'm not seeing.
Can you guys
video.
See it?
Uh-uh.
We cannot.
Were you surprised by election results and that shook you all night Tuesday night?
There we go.
Let's play this song again, guys. I want you guys to see it.
Oh, okay.
Enjoy it, love it, feel it, paddle it.
Ew.
You shook me all night long.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
As oh, we no. Next week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie introducing the texter.
Is he okay. Wearing shorts?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this, fellas.
Those are some nice looking legs.
It looks like he's on Eddie Munster's outfit.
Yeah.
I can tell you this, okay?
Yeah.
This isn't the song I originally wanted.
Oh.
I thought I saw something different because I did my homework.
Oh, I did but not.
And I saw a different song.
It's straight from the news on Friday.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
New York.
Go on.
Oh.
The big dumb earthquake in New York.
That's okay. Okay. That's a perfect song, too. Good mm-hmm. job, Boogs.
Wait, do you know him well enough to call him Boogs?
Yeah, this is a fair question.
He just shortened it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Wow. That's crazy, right on the heels of the Taiwan earthquake.
Yes.
And then you've got the eclipse coming up, and you know what that means.
Yep.
It's prime time for conspiracy theorists to flood TikTok.
I saw something on TikTok about all that.
Yeah.
Trump starts selling Bibles. Earthquakes happen. And an eclipse.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have the biggest locust infestation in I don't know how many years.
Boats running into bridges and shit.
Boats running into bridges. Locusts everywhere. Our pets' heads
cicadas.
Are falling off. Yeah.
Now, my wife.
Go on.
God, I love her. She hates this song.
That kind of surprises me.
Hates it. Because when we were in college, they would play it and everyone would be like, woo! Woo!
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Dang. They get crazy.
Wow. She likes the hair bands.
Yeah.
She likes the bands like right after AC/DC.
And then I know something else about this song, fellas.
Yeah. Anna's suit is velvet.
One of these.
Oh, yeah.
The lead singer. I don't know his name. Gary Jones died, and then they brought this guy in.
Yeah.
And no one knew it was a different guy for a while.
Oh. Isn't his name Brian something?
Yeah.
I think.
Liebeer, I think is how you pronounce his last name.
T.J. Liebeer. That is Eddie Munster's suit for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm seeing a lot about this earthquake and then the eclipse. And
did you see SNL about it?
No, I didn't. Was
they
it
basically made fun of that it lasted for, 4 minutes and people freaked out.
Yeah.
Did it really last a whole 4 minutes?
Yeah.
That seems like a long time.
I know.
That does seem like a long time. Now, some of the clips I saw from the Taiwan earthquake, that looked terrifying.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. God dang, man.
Just breathe, buddy. No judgment. You're in a judgment-free zone.
Yep, you sure are.
This is like Planet Fitness.
That was AC/DC.
We are the Planet Fitness of podcasts.
Yes, we are.
AC/DC. Oh, and that was Shook Me All Night Long. That basically describes the entire last week, past week, and sums up the past week. Well, the past week, next week, with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie, introducing the Texter.
Mm-hmm. I'm Chris.
And I'm Paul.
What's up, suckers?
This is a show where we review the most important things from the past week and get you ready for the next week. It's your one-stop podcast to keep you updated. It's a real week review. Just listen to us. You won't need any other information outlet. That's our guarantee. Thanks for listening to us online at kctkradio.com. That's, need to check that out, folks. It's continually updated.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Evergreen is what I call it.
Wow. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Or it's easier to use the KCTK Radio smartphone app. You know, this is a streaming radio station.
Right.
Yeah.
We can do some things that the regular station can't. We heard a little buzz this morning. I reboot the entire station. That's why we're a little bit behind starting. But it's for the quality of listening. Okay.
Yes.
So we want the audio to be fine for you. Sure, the content sucks, us talking, but you can hear it well. So you can also listen on your smartphone app, so do that. If you don't have the app, download it right now. It's free at Google Play. What's it called? Apple?
The App Store?
App Store, yep.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sprint Marketplace?
Yes, you can go there. You can join the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We welcome your participation. Coming up, we have weekly news quiz, pop culture update, headlines and predictions, and much, much more. We were not here last week because of Easter.
Yeah.
And so everybody's wondering what is going on. And we like to start with the What's Going On segment with Chris because he sets a good pace for us.
He's the anchor of the show.
Yeah.
To be honest.
We kind of know what's going on based on what Chris says. Chris, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I got nothing. No. Okay, so we had Easter last weekend. You guys know we didn't have a show. But Abby came home, and I got to see Abby for the first time in like 3 months.
How was that? I'm sure it was wonderful.
It was awesome. It was great.
How long had it been?
It'd been 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, well, she moved away to St. Louis, started this job, and she doesn't get... Her weekends are Monday and Tuesday, so mm-hmm. she's not been able to come home, and so it was great to see her, and yeah, I got a little misty when she pulled into the driveway, I'm not going to lie.
What'd you do for the holiday?
We went over to my sister and brother-in-law's house and had a delicious meal. Ooh. Oh my God. He had gone on a pheasant hunt, I think in one of the Dakotas, and he had this bacon-wrapped pheasant things as an appetizer that he'd smoked up, and oh my God, they were good. I made myself sick on those before we even had dinner.
Wow. Now, someone took me, I think it was a pheasant hunt, and I just stood out there in the field for a long time, and no one ever showed up.
No pheasants ever showed
up? Is
that
a pheasant hunt?
I think that's a snipe hunt.
Oh.
Yeah, where you're dragging your pillowcase along the ground. Yeah. Okay. Yep, that's okay. It. That's
yeah, so
it.
I'm a hunter.
Yeah, you are.
So good. You had a nice meal.
So had a delicious meal. And we had, then for dinner, we had ham and a baked potato bar.
Ooh.
You guys remember when baked potatoes were all the thing?
Yeah. I love a baked potato bar.
I do too. And it's been forever. That when I worked at Steak and Ale, if you guys remember that restaurant.
Yep.
My shift meal for free, I could get the pumpernickel bread with the honey butter and then salad bar and baked potato bar. And then I could buy other stuff. But why would I do that?
Quit that job? You could still have that today.
I could still be eating baked potato and that bread so good. Yeah. So anyway, thanks to sister-in-law Jill for the baked potato bar. That was yummy.
Wait, does she deserve a tip of the hat?
Yeah, she does deserve a tip of the cap. So
nice.
That was very nice and really sort of been uneventful. I feel like I'm forgetting something. It's my sister's birthday today.
Oh, other sister-in-law Jill and
And Sister Jill. Yeah.
There's a big tip.
A lot of Jills in my life. Yeah.
Bowing to that one.
So happy birthday to Sister Jill, who happens to be out in L.A. visiting nephew Cameron right now.
And today's her birthday?
Today is her birthday.
Okay, so 4 days from now, I can text her and wish her happy birthday.
Because she was 4 days late on yours?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, man, I think that's about all. That's about all there is.
That's great, Chris. We're all glad that you're doing well.
Thank you.
That you had that nice time with your wonderful daughter. But
when it gets to a point where somebody is that shit, I start to feel sorry for him.
That's just wrong to do that, isn't it?
Sure, sure.
But people boogie. What's going on with you?
It wasn't a whole lot. I too had a birthday.
Yes, yay, you did. Happy birthday, Boogie.
And,
thanks.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You know me. I'm not a big, hey, everybody look at me.
Yeah, you're so kind of big, though.
No, I am big.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Fat. I get gotcha. Wrong with that. No, but yeah, so it was cool. It was nice and low key. And just took the day off and up, took the day off with me. And we just hung out, had a chill day. She took me to breakfast. I can't even remember the name of it, but it's just great little pastry place right off of 103rd and Metcalf.
McLean's.
It was not McLean's.
Okay.
Wow.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Sure. Let's go with that. Okay. It was really good. Really good. And then we chilled out, did some shopping, and then we went to a Thai place for lunch.
God, I love Thai food.
Peanut Kelly's or some shit. I can't remember the name of it.
Peanut Kelly. It sounds like a typical Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
It's over. Just head on over to Peanut
Kelly's.
It's over
off of Knoll, like across from AMC.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a sushi place over there I like.
Yeah, it's across the street from Raw.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was good. That was fun. And then she got me a Batman cake. And it was
saw
awesome.
The picture of that. Mm. Yeah. I'll tell
it
you
was,
what.
That was nice. So where did she get it, the pastry place?
No. So that actually came from... is it Sweet Beats? That's the place that's doing our cake.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, and it's okay.
Vanilla almond shit. my God. It is so freaking good.
So they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Uh-huh.
So she gets you a delicious cake.
Yes.
And she makes it a Batman cake. That's like a double.
It's a double win.
Yeah.
And that... guys,
you better nail this down.
I think I better.
Yeah,
I can't screw this up.
Yeah, well, you so, can.
You can,
but you better not.
Yeah.
And probably will, but
I will.
Don't.
It's true.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, try not to.
I went and saw the new Godzilla and King Kong movie by myself, which you know I loved going by myself. It was fun. It was a big monkey fight.
Which I loved going by myself. Not the necessarily.
Yeah,
the
no,
movie.
Going by myself. Yeah. That was the best part. It was a big monkey fighting a big alligator. So what do you want?
I mean, it sounds fun to me.
It was fun.
I don't want to bring this completely back to me, but I did see a movie by myself this week.
See?
And it was an awesome movie and a great experience because I was alone. And
I thought the old Chelsea Theater.
Oh, no.
No, this was I saw Late Night with the Devil.
I wanted to see that.
Oh,
is
it's
it good?
So good. So good.
What is that about?
So the premise is it's Halloween night 1977. And this late night talk show host guy, his show is called Night Owls. And he's always far behind Johnny Carson in the ratings.
Okay.
And so he's doing his best to have a show that's going to blow his ratings out of the water and catch up to Carson. But maybe, just maybe, he made a deal he shouldn't have made.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say.
I may go see that today.
Starring
you
Conan O'Brien.
You should go see it. It is so fun.
Yeah. Did you say Conan O'Brien?
Yeah. Was it him? But Jay Leno.
The other thing that's fun about it is it really captures the late night 70s feel.
Okay.
You know?
But it's a horror movie?
It's a horror movie.
See, I don't like horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying horror or whore?
Either one. Whore.
I like horror movies.
Yeah.
Oh, you
nah,
do.
It costs too much.
Oh, the old Chelsea. Yes.
Yes.
Back to the old Chelsea.
That's so would you recommend it?
I would highly recommend it.
Okay.
For people who like horror movies.
Horror.
And if you're just into that 70s nostalgia thing, I mean, you're
now,
like right
Chris, I have
there.
Never noticed. Are you into that type of stuff
for 70s? It's kind of my jam. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you, the movie you saw, it's called Monkey Man versus Lizard Boy.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that?
I would. If you're into that, if you're into that series or just into that in general, like the big.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Kanji? Kujai?
Kaija? Yeah, I don't know how they say it.
Yeah, if you're into that.
What'd you call me?
Nice.
Now, wait a minute. Now, did you see Godzilla Minus One?
I did not see that, okay. But I do want to see that. That's a completely different studio from this series.
Okay, how about...
which I heard that was the best one, by the way.
Okay,
but
how about the Godzilla maybe about 8 years ago, 5 to 8 years ago?
Oh.
Had the little girl from
Stranger Things
in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's part of the same series.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I went with my friend Mikey Blocker.
Yes.
And we went, and I thought it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you may not like it.
Except for Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to my friend Mikey, that movie was terrible. He said, how do you know you were falling asleep during most of it? But I fell asleep because it was bad. What major plot point did I miss falling asleep?
There wasn't okay. one
there
you
wasn't.
Missed.
It was
it's fun. Monster fights.
Big monster.
I need to update real quick before we move too far away. Got some updates. Tous les jours is the pastry spot.
Douche le floor. Yes.
So apparently, yeah, Whitney misspelled it on her comment here. So yeah, it's douche le floor.
That was it, yes.
Bamboo Penny is the name of the Thai place.
Okay. What did I say?
You said Peanut Gary or something.
Yeah. You said,
got it.
Yeah, Peanut Phil's. And then okay. Sugar Beets is the name of the cake place.
Sugar Beets.
Boogie sucks at names. LOL. I think that's been proven out
now. Well, there you go.
So
it's back by
help
science.
Him. Help him. Help him.
There you go. All right.
Remember how terrible that guy was?
Oh, he's serious.
So are you in direct contact with Whitney right now?
No, it's on the Facebook.
Okay, because I'm dying to know, and so is our audience, about how improv went with Whitney.
So, yeah. Sad news on the improv.
Oh, no. You used a script?
Oh, you... Well, no, we reported
on
it.
We already talked about that.
Yeah.
They haven't been again since.
We haven't been able to go back because they aren't doing it again until May.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah. I know that. I was just kind of fucking around.
Oh, yeah.
So I do have one more funny story.
Oh, please tell us.
Specific to the show. So
what was that?
I'm sitting at the office. I go in. And I just move so there's like this huge pillar behind me, like concrete pillar, so I can't really see around me like I used to be able to. Anyway, I'm sitting.
Did you see Dwight Schrute too?
I don't get it.
You still got it. You're in The Office. See, there was a famous American television show called The Office. And one of the characters was Dwight.
You know
Schrute.
What? You know what? I'm pinky in the air. I'm a little snooty. I started with the UK version.
Oh, did you see Brett? What's his name? Brett?
David. Brent.
David Brent?
Yeah, see? That. Yeah. Now that joke would have landed.
See,
that would have landed.
Hilarious that okay. is. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sitting there, and I hear a voice go, man, you really have to stop eating Paul's wife's muffin. Loud as shit. I can't see from behind me.
I'm assuming this was God.
What in the world?
I'm like, what is happening? It's fucking Kelly Whitaker.
Ah.
So apparently she'd been listening to the show. Now the funny thing.
Oh,
that's me, sorry.
The funny thing is, you know, we've worded it that way to try to be funny.
Yeah, right.
Shocking. She was not trying to be funny.
Yeah, she was.
I don't think she was. And I go, man, you really could have worded that differently, as loud as you said it. So then she goes, well, yeah, because you're going to keep eating them and you're going to get fatter. Fucking
fatter.
Wow. So Kelly is still listening to the show.
Kelly
still
big listens. Tip of the hat to Kelly.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Kelly.
She still listens, and she makes fat jokes about me. So
the listening
out loud in the wide open office.
The listening, whatever. But the fat jokes, big fan.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. So that's.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, let's go to the texter and see kind of what the texter's up to today.
Speaking of, I don't have no breakfast sandwich today, I notice.
Yeah. Apparently Kelly's getting her wish.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got no muffin.
No. Now you're going to be all skinny and stuff.
Let's go to the texter.
Hmm.
Oh, he doesn't seem to be here today.
Huh. No, I hope he's well.
Yeah.
Texter, if you're out there, we're thinking about you, buddy.
Jive-ass turkey.
It's 1974 all of a sudden.
So if you don't mind, let me tell you what's been going on with me. I had kind of an eventful week. A lot of stuff I want to talk about. Whenever we don't have a show, it kind of becomes a problem.
Yeah? Because, you don't have your outlet?
Yeah, I don't have my outlet. No one else listens to me in life. And not that you guys are listening to me right now.
What?
But that's good. I love it. But when you guys left last time, there was a young man by the name of Brian who was still here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pocket door I couldn't fix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fixed now.
Aw.
Wow.
And it was hard to get... He was having a hard time fixing it until he figured out to do the trim. Mm. So...
Oh, yeah.
He's a hero.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He must have done a good job.
Yes. And
I got to pee on break so I can try your pocket door.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's admirable, and a lot of people have this quality, really anyone who's a tradesman. He just sat there and was going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Me, the profanities would start, maybe busting the thing open, cursing not only myself, but... any heritage I had. I don't know. I'm just saying I hated the patience to figure it out. And so I really appreciate that. That was nice of him. And then that was, then Easter came about. Oh, did I do anything that Easter week? Oh, I had a nice time with my friend Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a nice evening out.
Yeah. We got to see some friends. Mm-hmm. Got to cause some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Got to eat some food. Did you happen to...
Did you go to Peanut Kelly's?
No. No, where did we? You want to tell people where we went?
Yeah, we went to Lakewood Local.
Brought to you by your friends at Lakewood Local, your local restaurant and bar for all of your life's fun times, and the only official bar of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
So anyway, it was a nice table of a... three washed-up politicians, one from the state, one from the county, one from the city.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And my neighbor is involved with the Lakewood Local.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know what a great, just kind of what a nice time it was there. But when I'm not with him,
mm-hmm.
the drinks are expensive.
Yeah, they do add up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why they're cheaper when he's there or free, even.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was, it's always good to hang out with Chris.
It's always fun.
It's just a fun time.
It's nice.
But there's so much stuff to talk about. Now, the big thing that happened this week was the election. We talked about that last time. We had Teresa Garza on.
Right.
And it didn't go the way I wanted it to go.
Yeah.
Was
it close, though?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, 58%, no, it wasn't close. And I was a little disappointed. I went down to the party for the victory party of the yes vote.
I saw, I saw the speeches. It looked like a fun time.
Well, I was gone by then. Okay.
Oh, you were? Okay.
But I talked to my friend John Sherman. I talked to my friend Mark Donovan.
Mm.
Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs, is perhaps the nicest man in the world.
Wow.
So, as you guys know, I used to be in the state senate.
Right.
So I interacted with the Chiefs. I met him before.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over and I said, "Hi, Mark, Paul Lavoda. I'm Paul Lavoda. Good to see you again." He goes, "I know who you are."
Wow. Oh,
wow.
And I'm like, you just won 2 Super Bowls in a row. You don't have to know who I am, okay?
Yeah.
But fair. I think just being a nice person is why mm-hmm. he did that.
That's
so
cool. That's cool.
Got to see Teresa Garza, which was exciting.
She was at the party too?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, she invited me to go.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's nice. Very nice of her.
Yeah.
Some other dignitaries, and then I left because it lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soundly.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
How has it jumped from, because you know now the internet is just ablaze.
Uh huh.
How has it jumped from moving to wherever the proposed location was? Is it in Kansas City, Kansas?
No.
It was or downtown?
Downtown, yeah.
Downtown. How's it moved from that to now the Chiefs are totally leaving Kansas City altogether? Like Dallas is in the running to pull in the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, the Royals said they're not staying at Kauffman Stadium.
Period.
Period. the Chiefs would like to have more room, expanded area. New stadium. It's the third oldest stadium in the NFL. Mm. And it'll soon be the second because they're building that new one in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get a vote like that after spending quite a bit of money to have the people behind you. Maybe you think, fuck this place. Yeah. These people aren't behind me. And it's a lot of money. I get it. But it's not unreasonable what other cities have done. So maybe they're just like, screw it.
So I've heard the argument, too, that the Hunts have a shitload of money, and why can't they ante up some of their own ducks to help with this whole thing?
Right. Well, because no other professional sports team does that.
It's always taxes.
Because they can always go someplace else, and the city
and
will
the city
pay,
pay
for it.
For it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it right? Is it fair? I don't know. Do I look like a judge and jury?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
You don't.
I'm just saying that's the way it is.
I think right now you're still in the aftermath of it. It was a shock to the yes people. They thought they were going to win. And not only did they not win, they got trounced. I think it's going to take some time before anybody has any idea what's really going to happen.
We'll suck again by then.
Yeah.
Well,
totally.
And you look at John Sherman, who figures out a way to keep the Royals here with the local team, and then the first chance the city, you know, takes his proposal, bends over, pretends like they wipe, makes a weird sound out of their rear end, and gives it back to him.
Ew.
Yeah.
That was graphic.
Yeah, it's I don't know if the wipe or the weird sound
I know,
is
that
worse.
Dark fast.
I've been listening to too much Phil Henry.
You really have.
So yeah. So who knows what will happen?
I don't
know. Salt Lake City has a new stadium, or building a new stadium, and so is Nashville.
I don't think we would lose the Chiefs. I just, at least, not right now. I don't know what other city they would get the amount of love. Hype.
Salt Lake City. Who's currently in Salt Lake City?
No, there's no baseball team there.
Oh, you're talking baseball.
Yeah.
But I could see us losing the Royals.
Yeah. So anyway, that was...
Sucks. They needed to do a better job. Both the Chiefs and the Royals did a horrible job communicating their plans.
Well, this is, you know, who ran the race was your buddy Jeff Rowe.
Yeah.
Who ran the presidential race for... I think he ran it for Ted Cruz, and then he ran it for DeSantis.
Yeah.
So he was an up-and-coming Republican guy, and he's not doing well lately.
I guess not.
I think they just threw money at him, and he didn't do well. I don't know if you remember a guy I use as a political consultant named Pat Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Pat would always handle these type of things mm-hmm. and always win. Well, we miss Pat Gray. He died.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So... there needs to be, you know, a smart politician who can better communicate these things, and maybe they can run the race.
Yeah,
Teresa Garza. But I don't want to say who should do that. So,
well, I hope they make another run at the area.
Yeah, but I had a nice time hanging out with
well, good.
Some folks and saw Kiki Curls.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. saw some people from the legislature and. When you're not in politics a while, it's it's fun to go to political things because you're like, oh, there's a whole bunch of people in here I hate. And then there's people who like, there's a guy named Jim Rowland.
That does sound fun.
There's a guy named Jim Rowland who is the chair of the Jackson County Sports Authority.
Uh-huh.
What a nice man. I talked to him for a long time.
Wow.
Good guy. He's sitting there going, I don't know how we're going to, if this wins, I don't know how we're going to do this. I got to set up for the World Cup and everything, you know, so he's the real practical, has to get things done type of guy and really impressive person. But you don't have to talk to anybody that you don't want to.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to political things?
Yes.
Like, I gotta talk to this. You don't have to, but then you see some nice people and you're like, oh, good to see you.
Yeah.
And nobody like said, oh, screw you. I hate you. Go away from me, which is surprising for me. Oh, and I'm going to go back to Easter.
Yeah.
So on Easter, we had a pocket door repaired. We were going to go to the Chicken and Pickle. My daughter, Madeline.
Yes, correct.
She works there and was going to take a break and hang out. But she wasn't feeling good that day, so we had her come over. Nancy went to the store, got turkey and ham, and just made the best thing. Apple pie. Ooh.
I bet that was better than chicken and pickle.
Yes. And it was nice because we didn't plan on having that old traditional thing.
Yeah.
This week was, like I mentioned, the fun time I had on Tuesday night. I'm sorry we lost. Wednesday, I got to go visit Blue River Community College.
Oh, man, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, for working Wednesdays. Mm. Telling them about a great financial institution around town. That was awesome.
Oh.
Got to go to this place, it's called Roth Studios, and it was an interior design place. They have a private chef, and they show you how to design your house.
Wow.
So that was fun. I got to do the inspiration at this meeting, and you helped me with that, Chris.
Yeah. Did I?
You did, absolutely.
Okay, good.
I at the beginning of the meeting, you have to do some type of inspire people, and I talked about how my mother always inspired me and the quote that she told me whenever I had trouble.
What was that?
It was something along the lines of, here, I'll find it here, because I made it up just the other day. life is not a quick, straight race. It's a long obstacle course. Get over it.
Oh.
She didn't really say that stuff to me. It was all made up.
That Mama Lavoda, she's...
Yeah, oh,
but
she's a wise one.
But doesn't it sound like something she would say?
Yeah.
So, anyway...
Sounds like a suburban single mom Buddha.
Yeah, so I killed. So
good. I'm glad you killed.
That was good.
I'm glad those women were inspired.
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing something else. Been doing a lot of work on, based on you guys making me do it, I have a book I've told you about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been working on the audiobook of it.
Good for you.
And you guys are both... voice performers.
Mm-hmm. Artists. I would say.
You've done an audiobook before, Chris. Have you ever done one, Boogie?
I have not.
It is freaking hard. Especially if you're not as talented as you voice over people. Right? Mm-hmm. It's something else. So, but I'm going to get through it and no one will probably listen to it, but at least I did that. You'll listen to it probably.
I totally
don't. Don't short sell yourself.
Yeah.
You're amazing. I don't know if either of you saw that there was this article about Molly and Voyage KC magazine. Uh-huh. And I was very impressed with one of their quotes, but actually a couple of them. But one of them was Molly said, I've had a hard time getting to the point where I felt confident enough to call myself an artist. I always looked at other people and thought, oh, they're artists. I'm just a person with a lot of hobbies. And Molly is, you know, calling themselves an artist. Mm-hmm. So you should do the same thing, Paul.
Well, I don't think I have the, for example, I don't play in the NBA. I've played basketball and I'm not good enough to do that professionally.
Okay.
So I also don't think I could be a audiobook guy professionally. I just don't think I have that.
But this is your book.
But this is my book.
It's your stories. Yes. Yeah.
I'm really happy you chose the route to do it yourself.
Well, you guys encouraged me that.
Oh.
Because didn't I play you some of the AI I tried and you're like, no, that stinks.
Yeah.
Now, when you listen to it, you'll say, well, that stinks too. But you're like, that's authentic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with the whole AI voice thing is it just no matter how, and there are some good ones out there now, but you just still lose that human element.
Mm-hmm. Now, you sent me actually our whole group of texts where you sent me a video of a congressman that was causing trouble to the Republicans. Right? Remember that? He was saying, we can vote for impeachment right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you had time yet, but I think you'll like the book. That's basically...
Oh, yes. You said that.
It's basically what the book is. Me doing stupid things like that. Well, also losing every time.
Hey, but getting back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm pretty down now.
Hey, Chumbawamba would... No, not Chumbawamba. Who sings I Get Knocked Down?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, yeah.
So, okay. Since we missed Easter, I want to do something special for Jesus. Our listeners and the fact that you guys are both voiceover actors.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do something special. Here's a coin. Chris, I want you to... Yeah, that's my coin my niece got me that she thought was funny. You want to tell people what it is?
My gosh. Well, it's a Donald Trump commemorative gold coin, 2017. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. Is it, what's this worth? Dollar?
It keeps going down every day. Oh, I forgot something really important before we do this next thing. You know, I get cards and letters all the time.
You do, yeah. Show. You mentioned that.
But
frequently.
I did get this card and letter.
Oh, yeah.
In the mailbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me read it to everyone. Save our date. Save our date. Whitney and Jack, October 19th, 2024.
Save it. It's in jeopardy.
Mission, Kansas. Beautiful woman hugging, I'm assuming, your grandfather. It is saved.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're not going to say the venue quite yet because we don't want everyone to. But this is your wedding. This is saving the date for your wedding, right?
Yeah.
Also for the KCTK radio appreciation day.
Oh, we're having listener appreciation.
Yeah,
there.
That's the
awesome.
Same day.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, that works out good.
If you could, would you mind doing something for the service, Chris?
Not at all.
Oh, you're already doing it, right? So yes. That's great. Now, will you be giving a speech?
I'm not doing that.
That was quick. That was decisive.
What am I going to say?
I don't know.
What do you say? What do you say here? Make fun of people.
Do you want me to give a speech? I'll say something.
I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do. I just think the listeners expect all three of us to do something.
Oh,
and
okay.
They will all be there.
All right. Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting, it's a wedding, but also a podcast appreciation thing. And I don't know if you're on Facebook or still talking to Whitney and she's yelling no, but it's $1,000 entry fee wedding gift.
Yes, that
so
is true.
So if you want to show up, we would appreciate you as a listener.
We didn't put that on the save the date.
Well, not for your friends and family, but for listeners, yeah.
Well,
they
yeah.
got money.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of like buying a Bugatti, right? It's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
We don't advertise it because if you can't afford it, you'll probably never know about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You might not even know what it is when someone just
says
the
right,
word.
Right.
You might not even
and you,
know
And you might
what
just
it
keep
is.
Rolling forward like
yeah.
you did.
Yeah. You might act like you do, but have no clue.
It's a right. very, 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 very expensive car.
Oh.
But everybody knows that, Boogie. Duh.
It's not a Ford Edge. So I brought this down to bring this up on the air.
Yeah.
And last night, my wife, Paul, what's wrong? The thing for Whitney and Jack is gone from the refrigerator. I'm afraid it fell behind. I go, no, I got it downstairs.
Aw.
She's
so
very
sweet.
Worried.
Very sweet.
It.
Great pick.
Thank
on
you,
there.
Nancy.
Okay, so let's go back to voiceover actors and Easter.
Okay.
Chris, you have a coin?
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Flip a coin.
Flip it?
You Boogie, call it in the air.
All right. Boy.
Okay.
Can't fail with tails.
Go!
Tails it is.
Tails
okay.
It is.
You want to be number one or number two?
I like going number two.
Ew. Okay.
Wait, what?
Kind of keep this down.
All right.
That's yours, your number one. So, let me see if I got some good music to put in this, because this is something I feel bad because Easter's are really important. It's very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also one of those things that we care a lot about, and it's part of our country, and we like enthusiasm. We like, basically, we want our leaders to give us a good message and make us feel good.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Okay. So, Chris, mm-hmm. could you read yours real quick?
Sure.
And say who it's from.
Statement from President Joe Biden on Easter. Jill and I join Christians around the world in celebrating Easter Sunday, a day of hope and joy, renewal and rebirth. It marks the end of Lent, a period of sacrifice and contemplation. And it commemorates Christ's resurrection, a powerful reminder of God's love and the promise of redemption for us all. During Lent, and especially on Good Friday, we held in our hearts all those who are suffering from threats of violence and persecution, grief and isolation, and illness, poverty, and other hardships. Can I get a witness?
That's beautiful.
That's a nice statement.
That's our current president.
It's a very presidential statement.
Very presidential. It's very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I know the whole world does not call themselves Christians, but that is a thing that brings us together.
Yeah.
But he is not winning in the polls. So, Boogie, if you could read what our real leader said on an inspirational day.
Interesting that Donald Trump is the number two, which means shit.
Oh, so appropriate.
Happy Easter to all, including crooked and corrupt prosecutors and judges.
Good
They're
God.
Very corrupt. That are doing everything possible to This is Easter, by the way. Jesus. That are doing everything possible to interfere with the presidential election of 2024 and put me in prison, including those many, many people. There's a lot of them. That I completely and totally despise because they want to destroy America. A now failing nation like deranged Jack Smith, who is evil and sick. Mrs. Fanny Funny Wade. She's very funny. She's very funny.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay.
Who said she hardly knew the special prosecutor, only to find that she spent years loving her before the Georgia prosecution of President Trump began. And hereby making the case against me null, void, and illegal. And lazy on violent crime, Alvin Bragg, who, with Crooked Joe's DOJ thugs.
DOJ.
Oh, DOJ thugs.
Yeah, but did it say that or how did he put it?
It looks like there's a space. That's
yeah,
why I threw that
right.
off.
Yeah.
Thugs unfairly working. They're very unfair. They're very unfair.
Happy Easter. Happy,
another,
happy Easter, everybody.
And so, America, this is the guy who's winning in the polls.
And the stone was rolled away.
I mean, come on. And people are so, okay, you don't like Joe Biden, okay, but this is the guy?
I don't know.
He did say the word Easter at the very beginning.
He did. And he has happy in front of him.
Yep.
Well, here's something that I know you guys won't like that has been talked about quite a bit in the news, but we have to talk about it now because it is just mind-boggling to me.
Mm-hmm.
Proud to be partnering with my very good friend Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song "God Bless the USA" in connection with promoting the "God Bless the USA" Bible.
Of course,
this Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the
okay, when you were reading that, Boogie, you would kind of divert. An extra word because you're making fun of him.
Uh-huh.
You can't parody this guy.
I know. He's
you could try to be as stupid as this guy talks, but you can't.
Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing.
Didn't Jesus talk a lot about that?
He did. It reminds me actually a lot of Jesus' words.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Going
yes.
on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. And I truly believe...
Because there's no, I mean, there's no Christianity whatsoever.
None.
Even though the president just did Happy Easter and...
What's even more important, and I'm more impressed with him, is how he is really sticking by the whole separation of church and state.
Yeah, he's doing well.
That we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need...
Okay. Who buys this? Who believes this stuff?
I'm going to put together a value pack of the United States Bible. It's different from other Bibles. The Bill of Rights, the United States Pledge of Allegiance. Oh,
God.
So,
your Miranda rights.
he's against Miranda rights.
Yes. God.
I just can't believe people buy this
stuff.
I
know.
It's mind-boggling to me. So let me tell you about God Bless You. It's just a little story. I went down when I was in the legislature to some business group in St. Louis, and they had a dinner. I was the only Democrat there.
Oh, wow.
Okay? It was really a Republican thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of the meal, Pledge of Allegiance, and then at the end, they were going to play two songs, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm.
But first, God Bless the USA.
Mm-hmm.
So they start playing God Bless the USA. Everyone stands up and does their heart like this.
To a Lee Greenwood song.
And then they're going to go, what the fuck? And I see people looking at me going, I can't believe he's not standing up there. I'm not standing up for something that isn't the national anthem.
No.
Okay? Then the national anthem. Then so I stood up and because that's what you do.
Yeah. I kind of wish you would have kneeled during God Bless the USA. No.
That was before. That was before.
Shoot. That would have been awesome.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, he looks like such a clown, but like, who is the biggest clown that you can think of rolling around on the internet? Everybody is going to watch him get beat up by Mike Tyson. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what Jake Paul thinks of this.
Oh, well, let's see.
This is going to be good to know.
I'm pulling for Mike Tyson in that fight, by the way.
Well, I know you are, Chris. That's why we got to hear what Jake says.
He's out there selling Bibles. You know who he reminds me of? Fucking Gil from The Simpsons.
How many can I put you down for? A lot? Please say it long.
Trump's not the president anymore. Probably won't ever be again, but he should have some self-respect. There's this documentary, pretty famous one, called The Salesman.
Well, have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul.
Could you see where this would help the children and Frank and yourself?
It follows these absolute losers as they try to sell the Bible door to door. The movie goes out of its way to show, like, how down on your luck you have to be to trade on people's faith for cash. Mm. And that's what he looks like, a poor sad sack who just wants to sell you something, anything, for a little bit of money. Like, you can just tell, he thought to himself, well, shit, I need some cash. Those people are going to be dumb enough to fall for this.
Yes.
So this clown...
I like him better now.
Jake Paul is saying how bad Trump is.
Wow.
Now, he also introduced last couple weeks the Truth Social stock.
Mm-hmm.
It came in at like 68. Now it's at 40. Mm-hmm. There are people, and I know one of them, who bought stock, have lost a lot, but think they're giving it to Trump. Stock doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Oh,
man. I don't know if you saw this last night. It's in the news today. That Trump came out and said that he raised $50 million
saw that
last night at a fundraiser.
Oh.
Isn't that weird how Joe Biden had a fundraiser and raised $29 million mm-hmm. last week, but now all of a sudden...
Well, that was a record for a fundraising event, so somehow Trump magically eclipsed it by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Doubled it.
Yeah. Do you maybe don't believe that?
No, I think it's a lie. Oh, I think it's complete horseshit, yeah, like complete everything horseshit.
Yeah.
That comes out of the man's mouth.
But there are some people who do believe it. And let's check in with them, okay?
So I just seen on Fox News that you liberals are getting perfect attendance down at Butthurt University once again. Because you're mad that my president and still your president, Donald J. Trump, is selling Bibles. And I love it. You know, this right here has always just been a book that I've hidden behind, but now that I got it in front of me, I can see it's beautiful. And this one's special. There are many like it, but this one is mine. It's got the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's the Bible. It's like if a Swiss Army knife was a book. I'm surprised there's not a goddamn can opener on this one. It's got all the things a Christian American needs in one easily avoidable book. It's the only Bible endorsed by Donald J. Trump. All them other Bibles are false holy books. This ain't ghost written. This is holy ghost written. You won't catch any of them drag queens reading this down at the library, and that's how you know it's worth checking out.
Library.
Just as freedom ain't free, neither is salvation. This costs $60 plus shipping and handling. And you know, I get down on my knees every night, and I say to my Lord and Savior, I say, Lord, thank you for sending me Jesus, Mr. Trump. Thank you. Trump is a good man. He just gets me and all my money. He's like if Jesus and the president and the Home Shopping Network was a person. But wait, there's more. He's just a good businessman. Because he found a way to charge $60 for a book that's free in every hotel room. But can you blame him? This has got everything in it. It's American Christianity in a nutshell. And if you don't like it, I'll whoop your ass in the name of Jesus.
That was the great Brett Therhune being a parody of a Trump follower, and you can't parody.
You can't. Yeah, that's... It's insane.
I have one other thing I want to share with you guys.
Okay.
Before we do the news quiz. 4 years ago, we keep hearing, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Right.
What were we doing 4 years ago?
We were just starting into the pandemic. We were staying home and wearing masks. And
it was an uncertain time.
Some of us were drinking too much.
Yeah, what?
Well, that's... Yeah, so it's the same as now. But it was uncertain time, and what you do in uncertain times, you look to your leaders.
Yeah.
And let's kind of remember what President Trump said to us.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I call it Comcast. Let me just tell you, for whom you work, let me just tell you something. That's really bad reporting. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens, John.
Can I get back to the science and the logistics?
You're going to be ashamed of yourself.
The U.S. is for clinical trials.
He's just a moron.
So wait, he says the world is looking for leadership. And what was the other thing?
Hope.
Hope and reassurance. Leadership.
Yeah.
The reporter asked him, what are you doing? He's setting him up.
He gave him the runway.
It's such a softball question. Yeah. He should say, I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah.
Because... We have a plan. We're taking care of this. I know there's some media who overhype this, but I believe we have a plan. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have digged the guy still.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, so America, is that what you want? Is that what you want when we have threats from Russia, wars in Ukraine and Gaza? We have threats from Iran. This is do you want that type, or do you want someone who is?
Unfortunately, the only thing that man can see are threats to his own bloated ego, and that's it. I guess it rings true to some people when he says he loves the country, when he humps the flag and sells a Bible with God. Ugh.
It's really frustrating me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go to the news quiz, guys. Okay. I've been blathering on for a long, been gone so long time. And the news quiz, I don't know about the news quiz. The news quiz, we use the CNN news quiz. I think it's easier than the...
I think it is easier than the other one that we used,
Slade, but I don't want to charge the listener anymore. So we use the CNN news quiz. Have you guys been following the news pretty good?
Yeah. I feel like it's better for my mental health to not follow it too closely.
Okay.
So I've been pulling back.
Like, this should be a pretty easy question. Okay. Which celestial phenomenon will captivate millions of onlookers on April 8th?
Halley's Comet.
Black hole, sun. No, it's a total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
No. See, that's how is that a news quiz of last week?
Yeah.
And how do they say that will captivate? It may not captivate anybody.
They don't know.
They don't know.
What time does it happen for us?
I don't know.
Around 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock or something? Get to wear jeans at work.
I may have to take off.
Oh, that is a big deal.
I have to take off work for this.
Yeah. Which event took place at the White House this week? It's the Easter egg roll.
I got a skillet. Oh, White House, not Waffle House.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the Easter egg. They did that Monday. Did you hear the false lie that...
yes. Oh, yes.
They said that Joe Biden said you can't put anything religious on the eggs when you decorate them. And come to find out, that is just a rule that Gerald Ford, he did in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And it just happened to be that is the date of Trans Remembrance, I think.
Yeah, Easter was that Sunday.
Yeah, it just fell on the same day, but then the internets were full of folks on the right side of things talking about how, well, Joe Biden has said this will be Trans Remembrance and shall not be Easter, and just making
just lying.
Stuff up. Yeah. Lying.
What is Trans Remembrance?
Just remember that there's trans
people. Trans people.
Oh, trans people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You think of Trans Ams?
I was thinking Bugattis.
So we're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I forgot to do this a couple times, and I know everyone is at home.
Scratching their heads.
Yeah.
Like, was it right or wrong?
Yeah.
We're so confused.
Which popular movie premiered in Japan this week, 8 months after its worldwide release?
Schindler's List. No. What? Oppenheimer? Oh.
I would say Oppenheimer.
Probably Oppenheimer, yeah.
It's either that or Barbie.
Yeah, it was Oppenheimer, all right, because, yeah, they're probably not...
Oh, duh.
Now I get it.
All right.
Might be some hard feelings around all of that. Yeah.
Okay. 3 for 3. See, these aren't hard. What is the Biden's administration expected to sell to Israel in a deal worth more than $18 billion?
The Chiefs Stadium. Nope.
No, that was one of the choices.
The Gaza Chiefs.
I think it's jet fighters.
Yeah, it's probably fighter jets.
Fighter jets. Yay. We were right about that. To escalate the war some more. The Biden administration is close to approving the sale of many of the 50 American-made fighter jets. I don't know if you saw. I think it's coming up in headlines and predictions that Biden talked to Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu.
Bibi.
And after that happened, they opened up some more routes to get humanitarian aid in there.
Oh, they did.
So the problem isn't solved,
mm-hmm.
but we have a president who's working on it.
Yes. Thank you.
He gets all the blame, but none of the credit.
None. Yeah.
And I don't know the right answer. I don't know if you call them and go, we're not helping you again because you're not doing this war right, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's all these hostages and terrorists. I don't know. I don't know how you could tell them. Well, we could tell them because we give them all the arms, right? But how do you do that?
I don't know. And it is a mess.
Boogie, real quick, what's the answer to that? To solve all that problem?
That's a nasty question. you're a nasty whore for asking me that.
Okay, fair enough.
You should be ashamed.
I don't
remember whore being in there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Which of the following was recently struck by a 7.4 magnitude earthquake?
Yeah, Taiwan.
Yeah, Taiwan. Yeah, so that's not good for them.
No.
It destroyed a lot of...
Some of the... Like, I saw people on bridges when it was happening, and some poor guys in a swimming pool, and it's just going over the place.
Was the pool keeping the water inside of it?
It was, like, sloshing up. And down, and
so it wasn't like leaking and
it actually retained water. It was weird.
Okay, well, fuck those guys. Then wait, that's not nice. So again, we get 5 out of 5.
As always,
I feel a little unenthusiastic about that.
They were good questions.
Yeah,
they're very surface level questions.
They were. Yeah, okay. we're such a deep podcast. Yeah, you know?
Right.
So let's take a break, and we'll be back with more. Yep, we'll be back with more Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie, and introducing the texture.
Looking at the past 7 days so you don't have to. You could join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060.
We've been told that perfect mornings exist for the lucky few. That morning people own the waking hours. But the truth is, mornings belong to all of us. Your mornings are what you make of them. Takes is saying yes. Starbucks morning yes.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Hi, this is Chickless Goose from Counterclockwise KC. Listen to our program each and every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio. Personality driven radio.
Hi guys, it's your old friend Paul from KCTK Radio, reminding you again to download the KCTK Radio app. You're listening and you're going, I don't need the app, but you do need the app. Here's why. It's free, okay? You already got Candy Crush, all kinds of jackleg apps on your phone.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah, it's just free. Give it for free. And then if you ever want to participate live sometime, you can put the notification on there. Also, you always can get the podcast on there as soon as they come out. So, it's a fun thing to do. I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you. Please. You're going to have fun. I've noticed something about you. You need to relax a little bit. You know, you need to kind of chill out.
Get away from TikTok.
Yeah, get away from TikTok for a little bit and listen to the KCTK Radio app. It's free. It will get into your brain, and it will never leave you. So join us on the KCTK Radio app and have fun for once in your life. Do it. The KCTK podcast way.
I'm excited to tell you about Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing. Blue cheese dressing with a little kick. Bronco Blue is an artisan-made salad dressing dip created in small batches. It is like no other salad dressing you've ever had, and it's made right here in Kansas City. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing is made by our favorite chef here in Kansas City, Stephanie Broncato. And Stephanie's been making this dressing since she was 10 years old. This is her secret recipe and one of the only ones she won't share with you because it's that good. Bronco Blue is a small batch artisan-made blue cheese dressing with only the finest ingredients with no preservatives. It is like no other blue cheese dressing you've ever had. And you, folks, should try a jar today. You won't regret it. And you can get it by the pint or half pint, your choice. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, the official dressing of KCTK Radio. Now, I want you to go right now to www.broncobluecheesedressing.com. Again, it's www.broncobluecheesedressing.com to place your order today. Get Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing. Blue cheese dressing with a little kick. And tell them that Bo, the official Bronco of Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, sent you.
Chris, do you have anything you want to plug?
Let's see. We're looking for a new sponsor? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, tell everybody about that.
Yeah. So, if you're looking to get a headshot, reach out to Molly Whiting. Molly's known far and wide in the area of Westport primarily for taking professional headshots for folks in corporate America, as well as actors and those in other creative endeavors. Molly can also make you a video appropriate for social, be that Instagram or TikTok, more of the short form, or even a longer video, something that you might find on YouTube. So if you're looking to get the message of your company out, be sure and reach out to Molly Whiting, and I'll tell you how to do that here. And just, of course, you could just reach out to the show and I could tell you how to do it. But, all right, is that what we do there? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Molly's very talented. She's an artist.
There you go. Yeah. So you could just go to Instagram and find Molly Whiting there. There you go, Paul.
And tell him.
Tell him Gilly sent ya.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks.
Welcome back, everybody, to...
Oh, thanks.
Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie and introducing the Texter. See what the Texter has on. Do we know where he is?
No. I hope he's okay. I haven't heard anything from him.
No, I don't know. Hopefully he's fine. Are you sending him a textual message right now?
I am. Isn't it weird?
It is a little weird.
That I'm texting the Texter?
Whoa, the irony. Yeah, maybe it's time for them to guess your weight.
What?
Now, this has never happened to me.
Well, of course, Boogie, it's a reference from a movie in the 70s, The Jerk. With Steve Martin.
Oh.
And by the way, check out on Apple Plus, it's a two-parter, a documentary about Steve Martin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's.
I will check that out.
If you're a fan of Steve Martin, you'll like it a lot.
It's
very good.
Fair enough.
But that's not all the show business news that we have.
No.
We have some really important stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to kick it off with this one. Paul McCartney says Beyonce's Blackbird cover reinforces civil rights message that inspired him to write it. Paul McCartney is singing his praises for Beyonce's version of Blackbird. The music legend wrote on his Instagram page that he's so happy with the Grammy winner's cover of the 1968 Beatles track that's included on her newly released Act Two Cowboy Carter album. Originally written by McCartney amid the 1960s civil rights movement in the United States, Blackbird was inspired by the Little Rock Nine, a group of black students who were the first to desegregate schools in late 1950s Arkansas.
Okay, so I listen, you know, I'm a Beatles fanatic, as you can look behind me and see a pinup of the Beatles White Album that looks like it's straight from
Playgirl magazine.
I have a picture of the Beatles. I have a book that my wife got me. It's a green book. It has all the press clippings of the Beatles and their career. I also have a poster. I don't know if you can see it. It is Superman helping the Beatles with something.
Let's see what he's doing.
What is he helping them
he
with?
Says,
he's about to punch the monkeys.
The computer says. The computer says the Beatles one day will break up. That means no one in the universe can save them. Not even Superman.
What?
Mm. I mean, if you got Superman and Beatles on a thing,
yeah,
it's going to be posted in where I'm
responsible. Yeah, how's it not going to be on your wall?
Yeah. So I listened to Blackbird. I knew the history of Blackbird. I've heard the stories many times that he wrote it in honor of black women going through the civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little irritated how everyone was, oh, I didn't know that. And just, it's like, okay. Then I got, well, Paul, you know that because.
Yeah, you're a fanatic.
You're a nerd. So Beyonce's version of it was really good, great singing, had background, kind of almost churchy.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what she did that made it really good.
Mm-hmm.
She kept the original lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd like to move to my friend Boogie and ask him, what do you think of Jolene?
I fucking hate it.
Why is that?
As you mentioned, Blackbird, which I also heard and also liked, really, really liked.
Yeah.
Beyonce's Blackbird.
Yeah, Beyonce's version. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, gotcha. Both. Yeah, I like.
Yeah.
Now
and,
the texture.
And I'm sorry, Paul. No, this.
Can I say something about the Blackbird?
Yeah.
The texture didn't like it because you can kind of hear the guitar strings.
No, it was the, I think it was the metronome.
Metronome, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly in the original.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So to
very
me,
close.
I'm like, I like that. They honored that.
Yeah.
But back to Jolene.
The reason I hate Jolene is because it's not Jolene.
Yes.
She changed the lyrics. She changed the
story.
She changed the attitude of the song, and she named it Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
If she would have named it "Letter to Jolene" or something like that, maybe that would have been better.
Yeah.
But, and I think I've said a number of times on the show that Jolene's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
What you know what's so great about the original Jolene, and even the cover by Miley Cyrus, it's a really vulnerable. I'm so vulnerable. Please don't take my man. And it hits to not only women, mostly women, but also men's insecurity about
totally
not being good enough for who they're with.
Totally.
Did Beyonce bring that about or?
No, it's the complete opposite. It's bitch back up from my man is basically what it is. It's the complete opposite from the original intent of Jolene. Okay. And so that's why I like it. I listened to the rest of the album, by the way.
Yeah.
And overall, I really like the rest of the album. Still have a huge problem. And I don't know if it's her or her people pushing it as a country album. It is not a country album.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing that for the talk about it and the...
Which makes it even worse.
For example, I know a guy who lost quite a bit of money on Truth Social... was just saying, that's not country. I mean, it just... I think she was triggers? Pulling people's triggers.
Yeah. You know? It worked.
Pushing people's buttons.
There you go. Yeah.
And she certainly pushed mine.
Yeah.
Would you let her pull your trigger?
We're going to wait for that answer. Mm. He has coffee in his mouth.
You almost got a good old-fashioned spit take.
Nice. Paul.
And it's just music.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Michael Douglas found out he's related to Scarlett Johansson on Finding Your Roots.
What?
Michael Douglas discovered on a recent episode of PBS series that he is the DNA cousin of Scarlett Johansson. Are you kidding? Douglas replied when host Henry Louis Gates Jr. revealed the connection. Oh, that's amazing, all right. This is cool. This is so cool. Using professional genealogists, Douglas and Johansson were found to share identical stretches of DNA on four different chromosomes, which appeared on Scarlett's maternal line, which stretched back to Jewish communities in Eastern Europe.
Wow, small world.
I feel like, I haven't seen this clip of it, but have you guys?
No.
I feel like he's like, that's amazing, right? This is cool.
What are the odds she has my DNA somehow?
Yeah. Don't you think that he feels very uncomfortable because he's a man in America who is, how's Larry David put it? Scarlett Johansson has made an appearance at certain times when he's alone.
Because
he's a man in America.
Yeah.
Do you think he feels bad about that now?
She's on the bench somewhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. And I'm not related to her. Back to you, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Paul. A fifth Matrix movie is in the works, and no, this is not a simulation. The beloved Matrix movie franchise is expanding with an upcoming fifth installment, with the film's original co-writer and co-director, Lana Wachowski, leading the charge as executive producer. Warner Brothers Motion Pictures said that Goddard came to Warner Brothers with a new idea that we all believe would be an incredible way to continue the Matrix world by both honoring what Lana and Lily Wachowski began over 25 years ago and offering a unique perspective based on his own love of the series and characters. I don't know, man. I feel like we've squeezed everything out of the Matrix.
I'm over. By the way, have they both transitioned?
Yes. I was just wondering that when I read that. They both have. Wow.
Okay. Help me with it. Was We Love Trans Day instead of Easter last week. Are they the Wachowski
sisters now?
I don't know, because they did go from the Wachowski brothers to the Wachowski siblings.
Okay. Let's say siblings.
Maybe they're sticking with that. I don't even
think the Wachowski siblings are really involved with this.
Yeah.
Co-director? I mean, I don't know.
Maybe there will be a different spin on it now. They could actually make it good.
Yeah, maybe so.
We talked last time about how Michael Keaton is going to be Beetlejuice again and all this stuff. I mean, we just can't come up with new ideas.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Godzilla and
King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
All right.
Yeah. Alligator.
Thanks, Chris. Angie Harmon says Instacart driver shot and killed her beloved dog. Angie Harmon is mourning the loss of her dog, Oliver, who says was killed by a driver during a grocery delivery. The actress, best known for roles in Law & Order and Rizzoldi and Isles, said she and her family are completely traumatized and beyond devastated at the loss of our beloved boy and family member. According to Harmon, over the Easter weekend, a man delivering groceries via Instacart shot and killed the beloved family pet. He got out of his car, delivered the food, and then shot our dog. Harmon wrote in the caption on a collection of photos and the video of dog, "Our Ring camera was charging in the house, which we saw and then knew he wasn't being recorded." Can you imagine? This guy, I love CNN stories. This guy's coming to jail, right?
Well, there's been a follow-up story I've seen.
Oh, tell us more, Chris.
I don't know specifics. I just saw a headline that said...
No, wait. Would you mind? Let's make this official, okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Breaking, please.
Because we need to have the breaking news sound, okay? That's not it. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Anytime.
Okay.
Still ready.
Yep. Hey, this
past
just
week,
in.
Next oh. week presents breaking news. Here's your action correspondent, Chris Whiting. Chris?
Thanks, Paul. I'm over here. I'm standing here outside. So I saw a follow-up story that said police are refuting her description of the events that occurred. So I don't know what happened.
I thought, as soon as I heard it, pet lover, specifically dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry. We interrupt your program with breaking news. Now back to, and Boogie has something to say about this. Boogie?
I initially jumped to, oh my God, that's so horrible, yada, yada, yada.
I did.
But then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait, we don't have the full story.
Oh.
What? Who's he with? Amazon? Who's he with?
He was with Instacart.
Who just rolls up in a spot and shoots a dog? Who goes to specifically look to see if your Ring camera is connected to the charger?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, now's my chance to kill her dog. And your silly dog. It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense.
And
so,
I would have gotten away with it, too.
Okay.
So here's all I'm saying. We didn't have the full context. All we had was her angle, and it's like,
Can I bring something up?
How many times have we seen people with these pit bulls and they're like, oh, they would never, right? And this dude is like, I've dealt with bad dogs before. People are assholes. Okay. They don't keep their dogs.
But have you taken into consideration how attractive Angie Harmon is?
No.
Okay.
Not this time.
Oh.
No. Well, at least you've done it in the past.
She's on the bench.
This just did. Angie Harmon is an attractive actress. Back to you, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
No, is that...
Oh.
So, yeah, it's probably not true is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be true. It just didn't make sense the way that it came out, and it's only her account. So
fishy.
It's funny that the police said, hold it now.
Yeah.
It just didn't make sense.
Well, what's great about this is that our listeners and our friends listen to us every week. Chris will be on the story.
Yes.
And, because you had breaking news. I had the story. Then you had breaking news on the story.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be following it forevermore. That was showbiz. Okay, guys. We get you ready for the last week. We didn't have a guest this week. We don't have a special feature. These guys don't read it anyway. But, oh, wait. Hey, will you hand me that sheet right there in front of you? Yeah, that's mine.
Sorry.
Do that because we have headlines and predictions. Chris, are you ready?
I am. Yeah, I just pulled it up here. So,
okay, just going.
Yeah, and I've got my headlines and predictions here as well.
Okay. So you're pulling it and having a good time. You want to tell people what this segment is all about?
Yeah. So this is a fun little segment where Paul and I take real news stories ripped straight from the headlines. But we put a funny twist on it where we actually write a punchline to it that we make up.
Mm.
And that's where the comedy ensues and you could literally soil yourself or your loved ones. So here we go. President Joe Biden visited Baltimore where he met with some of the relatives of the six construction workers who died in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The White House previously said Biden would be meeting with local officials and viewing the wreckage of the bridge, which collapsed last week after a massive cargo ship hit one of the support pillars. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said that it plans to fully reopen the channel leading to the Baltimore port by the end of May, and the Stevie Wonder Boat Captain Consortium is once again ready to pilot ships along the river.
Oh, man.
Paul?
Thanks, Chris.
So stupid.
I mean,
I know.
After what he did for Bob Dylan, he's still
making
fun of Stevie Wonder.
Jeez.
I almost did the Roy Orbison, but I didn't feel like it would hit as well.
Okay.
So,
still from the 70s. Very good. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is unacceptable and warned Israel to take steps to address the crisis or face consequences. The 30-minute conversation was the two leaders' first phone call since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers with the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. Netanyahu admitted that the Israeli military was to blame for the deaths and assured Biden that his government would strive to prevent such a mistake from happening again. Upon hearing the call, Hamas said, "Well, since you admitted your mistake, we forgive you."
Oh,
that's
Chris.
Nice.
Wow.
That's
nice of them.
I think we could all learn something from that.
We can.
Yeah.
I don't think
they have. Finally, a feel-good story. Widespread power outages have been reported in Maine and New Hampshire when a late-season nor'easter dumped heavy snow on parts of the Northeast. The outages have impacted more than 400,000 homes and businesses, leaving many without heat in the frigid conditions. Authorities are advising people to avoid unnecessary travel in some areas, as toppled trees and downed power lines have left many roads impassable. In a prepared statement, the Maine Highway Patrol wrote, "Please stay in your homes if possible, and if you must leave, for God's sakes, please don't go Rashie Ricing around or anything like that." Paul?
Thanks, Chris. Judges have denied former President Donald Trump's recent request to dismiss their 3 criminal cases against him. In Georgia election interference case and the federal classified document case, the judges rejected bids to have those cases thrown out. A trial in the 3rd criminal prosecution against Trump, the 2016 campaign hush money case, brought in New York, is to start next month. Trump used this bad news to fleece more money from idiots. Chris?
Not even a joke, really.
Yeah.
It's just the truth. Thanks, Paul. DoorDash has announced that it's testing a new method of fast food delivery. Ooh. So if you're lucky enough to live near the Wendy's in Christiansburg, Virginia, you should be able to have your square beef burgers delivered by drone. According to DoorDash, the drone delivery area covers most homes within 2.5 miles of the restaurant. Drone delivery requires a clearing, such as a driveway, that isn't blocked by any protrusive object. Delivery should arrive within 10 to 20 minutes after ordering, carried by drones that travel at around 65 miles per hour. For added convenience, a local clinic in the area will start delivering Ozempic by drone to customers who frequently use the service. Paul?
Thanks, Chris. And finally, voters in Texas might decide in the upcoming U.S. presidential election to vote for literally anyone else. A math teacher has legally changed his name to literally anyone else with the intention of running for president as an independent candidate. The 35-year-old, previously known as Dustin Eby, has his name changed to emphasize his discontent with the current candidates, writing that Americans want something different and better. In a move which began as a joke, has now become a serious campaign because the Trump campaign is already the joke campaign for 2024.
Ooh. Again, I don't even know if that's a joke. It's just truth. You're just spouting truth.
Hold on.
Oh, there's more. There's more.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, we did it.
We did it.
You
we
got
did
to see-
it well.
Got to hear all my rantings about what's happened the last 2 weeks and the news. And I appreciate you guys putting up with old man Paul yelling, "I'm old and I'm angry." Basically, that was a big part of the show today. That was our special feature.
I feel like you were a little less angry today.
I feel too.
Like you were yelling into the void quieter than normal. So
I need to work on that.
I was proud of you. Okay.
We have a next week coming up.
Sure,
everyone's
we do.
Prepared for because they listen to the show. what do you got going on, Chris?
Yeah, oh boy. So, good week. Actually, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to go pick up my nephew Tate, and we're going to go to lunch together.
Nice.
At Jack Stack. So, I'm looking forward to spending time with Tate, and then I'm going to get Jack Stack, too. So, I'm thrilled.
Does he like Thai food?
He loves Thai food.
You should go to Peppermint Patties.
Peppermint patty. This is not even remotely related at all now. It's just, yes. And then Jane has surgery tomorrow. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So this is supposed to be the final surgery, but this is, they do fat grafting from other parts of her body and then put it around the implants.
So, is she out of commission for a while, or she?
She'll be out at like 2 weeks. She'll be off work. So, but the doctor told her usually this ends up being like 2 to 5 surgeries because sometimes the fat doesn't take, and then you got to go and do it again. So I thought, hey, this is going to be the end. There may be some more, but we'll see. And just thrilled to, you know, get another step in the process here.
Well, it's a blessing that she is at this point, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a blessing she's at this point. It's a blessing she doesn't have to do chemo or radiation. And so she'll be, you know, we'll get her through that. Hopefully there's not a huge, you know, giant earthquake or something during the eclipse as she's having her surgery. On the eclipse day when the world ends.
I don't mean to make light of it, but tell her if she needs some stubborn fat that'll take. I have a little extra to spare.
So. I actually mentioned
maybe,
that to
maybe
the doctor.
You and I can consult her on how to keep fat on you.
Yeah, right.
I mentioned to the doctor, and he just goes, "Everybody makes that joke."
Aww.
I'm like, "Oh, all right."
Improv. So special.
But then later he handed me an implant to just feel, and I'm like, "This is like a koosh ball. This is like stress relieving." I'm like, "Doc, could we put zippers in on her so I can pull these out?" And then he's like, "That's one I haven't heard of."
Oh, yay, improv.
So, improv.
That's improv.
So anyway, you know, all the best to my wife. Please, you know, past week, next week, family, we'll take your good thoughts, your prayers, your mojo, whatever you're comfortable sending. We will take it. And just looking forward to Jane getting through this one.
Awesome.
Is she, it's an outpatient thing? She's not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to, you kind of step on something I planned on talking about, but what are you doing for on Friday around noon?
Oh, on Friday around noon?
Yeah.
I'm having lunch with some high school friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
We do this every so often. They're all Chris's friends from high school, and they invite me to come along. Similar to you and the texter. They're friends with me because they're friends with Chris.
Right. Yeah.
And it's nice. We did hear some bad news that the guy who organizes it, our fearless leader, Chad Lebo, lost his mother yesterday. Right?
I think just yesterday. Yeah. So, and his parents live in my neighborhood. So I got an email from the HOA president that Barbara had passed. So all the best to Chad and his brother Todd and just, well, Gary, his dad,
Gary too,
the whole family there. We're thinking of you. And it's just, you know, it's just where we are in life now.
Yeah.
This is just kind of the norm that parents are passing, and so.
But it'll be nice to see. Hopefully,
hopefully he can make it.
Yeah,
you know, I guess it'll depend on where they are in the whole process of what's going on with his
mom. You know, in the past, remember how strict it was? 3 days after they die is when the visitation, and now people do.
Sometimes they wait months.
Yes,
and
I say, tip of the hat to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's their family. They're grieving. They get to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them. And
absolutely.
Whatever the Lebos do, we'll respect them and send our prayers to them.
Yeah, faux show.
At least I will. I don't know about you, Chris.
God, okay, I will. Jeez.
Boogie, you're going to Tampa this week, and people are pretty excited about it.
Nope, I am not.
Oh, okay. When do you have to go to Tampa again?
Well, why are they so excited then?
It's weird.
I don't know. Thank goodness it hasn't been for a while.
When do you have to go again? Do you know?
I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
How's your boss doing? The one I used to work with?
She's doing great. She texted me the other day, and yeah, she's doing great.
Tell her I said hi.
I will. Okay. Right. I will.
What do you got going on this week then?
Not
You're
a whole
basketball.
No basketball. I'm just going to try to get through the 4 minutes of the eclipse. It's going to be tough. They did say it's going to be a long eclipse compared to previous years, I guess.
Are you going to go out and watch it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now last time around, it was we were in the path to see the full eclipse.
Right.
It was like 2017.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah. This time around, we won't see a full eclipse.
Oh.
So, will I go outside and watch it? I don't know.
Last time around, I was working on the Sprint campus, and they had a thing outside. Like, they had glasses for us and played music. And
last time, for me, I was working downtown, and so many people were downtown. There was something at the River Market where they all...
Is that a euphemism or like you were literally downtown?
I was literally downtown.
Okay, gotcha.
And they let everyone leave the office to go look, and I just sat by my car and looked up.
Because you were mad or...
No, I just, you know, I didn't want to go in the crowd of people. Or a big dumb head maybe in the way of the eclipse.
It's true.
Makes sense.
You know? So you're going to try to partake in it?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that. And then...
will you be in the office that day?
I'm supposed to be.
Okay, so, well, like Dwight Schrute?
I don't know who that is.
How about Gareth?
Will Gareth?
Oh!
Will Gareth be with you?
Yes. Friday, my baby girl's coming to town.
Oh,
nice!
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that'll be a lot of fun. So she'll be here for the weekend.
What's the occasion?
She's coming to hang out for a little bit. Okay. I think her and Whitney are going to do some dress shopping or something.
Okay,
nice. So,
how long is she in town?
She'll be here from Friday morning or Friday afternoon to Monday morning.
Okay, will she be able to come to the podcast?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, invite her to come.
To the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah.
We'll see if she does. Talented and good on.
Yeah. Now, is boyfriend coming in town with her? Or
he is not this time.
Okay.
He is
okay.
Coming for the wedding, though.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
So, he's a good kid. I like him.
Yeah. I'll look forward to meeting him.
Oh, boy.
You still kill him, though, if you needed to, right?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, as a dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that sounds fun. I hope you have you'll have a great time.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
It's, man, there's just, you see such the popularity of women's sports and women. I was telling you guys about this. I didn't mention it on air that women win all the elections in independence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty fun time to be a dad of these young women and the things they can do despite having a bunch of idiots be their dads.
Yeah.
And how extra they're going to go about. And I got so excited last week because my daughter was not feeling up to working at her second job at the chicken and pickle.
Oh, uh-huh.
So she came over here and was just kind of laying on the couch, not feeling good. I was so happy that she was here.
And then she chose this as her.
Well, her I just got to see her.
Yeah, right.
And so, I mean, talk about mushy. Old men and their daughters.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, so congratulations on your mushy time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
So that's good. I have a week coming up too, guys. I don't know if I told you that yet.
No, you didn't mention that.
And I have really nothing going on. I do have a kind of exciting. So I know a fella. He goes by the name of Vinkman. Do you remember him?
Vinkman.
He was one of the guys that started the Big Dumb Fun Show.
Yeah. Right.
So let me tell you about the Big Dumb Fun Show. It basically, these guys kind of invented podcasts.
Yeah, they really kind of did.
They started doing their show online. They had a couple terrestrial radio stations that would play it, but really they were an online type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vinkman moved on from that and got some jobs and comes to find out he is doing work where I need to interact with him.
Like in your day job?
My day job, yeah.
That's so weird.
So we're having a meeting on Thursday, and basically I'm going to be telling him how cool I think he is.
Nice.
Wow. We may have to get him on sometime.
Yeah, we should get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So that should be fun, to do a meeting, that make it look like a meeting, and then maybe have my employer pay for it.
Oh, wow.
And then other than that, nothing really else going on. I'm looking forward to the launch on Friday, but I got nothing for next week at all.
Wow.
Next weekend.
Okay.
So the weather is hasn't been good for me.
Yeah.
Sunshine, sure, but a little too cold. I don't know how to dress yet. I'm ready for that springtime.
It is an awkward time for dressing.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
But we'll have to move on. So
you just got to do it. You just got to do it.
Yeah, just got to move on. So what else, guys? Anything else before I stop the show?
I got nothing. Looking forward to that barbecue.
Okay, that sounds awesome. So I have a song. Chris, you want to take it away?
I sure do, Paul. The way I want to take it away is by reading this paper right here. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul, starring Boogie, and introducing the texter who's conspicuously absent this week. Since you love the program, please rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor. We'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us at 913-735-0060. And join the Past Week, Next Week Facebook page. On behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris, I want to play a song to get you ready for the next week. It is Daryl Hall and John Oates with Private Eyes. I love this song, and I love this video. When it's on the MTV.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just so simple and easy. And I thought, well, this can't be hard to be a rock band. Look how simple this video is.
Yeah.
Comes to find out it's the greatest singer of all time. And we were talking about Hall & Oates earlier.
We were. Yeah. Yeah.
Daryl Hall's very arrogant, but he's really good.
He's great, and he's his biggest fan.
Yeah. And did you hear that they're on the outs now?
Yeah. There's like restraining orders between them. Yeah.
Wow, really? Is that bad?
Now, these guys behind the guitar player and the bassist, for sure, ended up moving to be part of the Saturday Night Live band in the 90s.
Oh, is that
G.E.
right?
Smith.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's G. Yeah, I can tell that's GE there with the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Cool.
Have you seen his, I don't know what it's called, Come Join Daryl in the Barn?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Isn't
that, man, yeah. I've seen some great performances.
What,
yeah.
What is Come Join Daryl in the Barn?
I don't know what the name of it is.
We are aware you don't know okay. names of places or things.
Basically, I think he has a barn on his property somewhere, and it's just a huge studio. And he invites random artists to come just have a jam session.
One that comes to mind is Marvin Gaye comes over. Not Marvin Gaye. He did come back from the
I was like,
wow,
wait a minute.
If
what?
He's pulling Marvin Gaye, I'm impressed.
Smokey Robinson, another Motown.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would love to see that.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And Daryl keeps up with him, and he's as arrogant as he should be. He's ever. Arrogant, and he should be.
Wow.
So.
Wow. So why did you pick this?
I love this song. I just thought it was fun. Oh, also, I want everyone to be careful with the eclipse, with the private eyes. I don't want their eyes to be
burned. Okay, I thought that you were makes going sense.
With the, kind of the Inspector Gadget feel we got going here.
Yeah.
I felt back in this time, like Hall & Oates and Huey Lewis and the News were just fun, poppy, easy music.
What's funny about the way they look in this video, they're completely different from what, like, She's a Rich Girl stage.
Yeah.
It became 80s, cut your hair short and almost look like all the English guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Preppy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, when they're in the trench coats, how much are you hoping they're not wearing anything underneath?
Ooh.
I'm waiting for a Boogie to answer.
That is a nasty question. You are a nasty, nasty whore for asking it.
KCTK Production, produced by Paul. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on. You can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.